Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with fiber artist Zetta Pilch about her contributions to the Fiber Arts February program at the Washington Public Library. But can you tell me who you are and why we're talking today?
Well, my name is Zetta Pilch, and I guess we're talking about fiber arts.
Yes, yes. So when did you begin your fiber arts career?
Well, I'm a sewist. I have been sewing since I was about five, and I graduated from Iowa State University with a degree in actually apparel design and pattern making. So I did a lot of garment sewing and then started quilting when my kids were little primarily. But I've always had a love of fiber and dyeing and come from a very long line of needle workers, so it's kind of in my blood. And now that I'm retired, I have more time to experiment and play.
And what is your fiber art specialty then?
Still probably figuring that out, but right now it is printing with dye onto fabric.
Very cool. And what pulled you to fiber arts? I know you talked a little bit about growing up with it, but was there any specific moment that you just knew this was the direction you wanted to go in?
Nope, it's just always what I've known, I guess. When I was in college, well, before I started college, I wasn't sure I wanted to do a degree like that because I was afraid my love and passion for it would die if that had to be my job. But I tried something else for about 6 months and said, no. But I've never, other than working for a tailor and doing alterations, I've never actually used my degree other than for my, well, that's not true. I worked as a education consultant for Husqvarna Viking sewing machines a long time ago, like 20 years ago. But that was a kind of a part-time thing. And I've been in the legal field all my working career pretty much. So
that's kind of a contrast then. You have your, mm-hmm. your fun aspect, then you have your
right
more serious job.
Focus. Right, yep.
Yeah. So what is your favorite part of creating your pieces?
Not knowing what I'm making exactly. And seeing it come to life. It's very always cool. Kind of experiment.
Yeah, like with any art.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you like people to know about the fiber arts?
That it's not just grandma's quilt. Even the quilting today is much different for the most part. And that a lot of them should be considered fine art. There's a lot of art quilters out there or fiber artists that are doing things in combination with needle, thread, batting, etc., that people should really take the time to look at it more closely and have an understanding of the kind of time it takes.
Understanding and appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was looking at some of the pieces and just the detail work. Mm-hmm. I've said it before, I would not have the patience. I might start and then probably have to put it down and walk away for a
sometimes
while.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Yes.
That's why some things take years and years to finish.
Yes.
But one of my favorite things is sharing the techniques. I love to teach and, you know, have helping other people see the aha moment of, oh, this is fun and it's not so hard. It's not scary.
Oh, yeah. That's the other part, the intimidation of, oh, even just getting started and, mm-hmm. like, the fear of, since it is maybe is more difficult to start over since you're working with material, of messing it up and not being able to
fix it. You know what?
You
can always cover it up with something else.
Well, that's true.
Or over diet or whatever. And actually, some of the people that I aspire to be more like in the art field, they're always telling me, you have to make bad art to make good art. So you don't worry about it. You know, if you make something bad, down the line you can figure out a way to make it better, or it helps you figure out what isn't working and help you get to what does.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, too. Don't be scared. Mm-hmm. It's all a learning process.
That's right.
Is there anything else that you would like to share about Fiber Arts February or your time putting pieces into the Washington Public Library?
Well, other than the all-member show in Burlington that I participated in earlier or late last year, this is the first time I've ever exhibited my stuff. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to do so, and hopefully it helps people get more interested in trying some different techniques from one or more of the artists that are exhibiting.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That was Zetta Pilch joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about her time as a fiber artist and contribution to Fiber Arts February at the Washington Public Library. Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.